morning. Picture in your mind's eye a spider climbing halfway up a wall. I say picture it because I'm sure your house is so clean there wouldn't actually be a real spider prowling around. Anyway, picture that spider. The spider is totally unaware of the size of the room, of the people in the room, of all the things that have gone on in the room in the past. It's unaware of the complexity of human beings, of rooms next door, of the street outside, of the town, the district, Scotland, Europe, the Far East, the moon, the Mars, galaxies beyond our own, heaven and hell, dimensions of time. God knows that we are all little spiders, locked into our own small worlds, seeing things only from our own limited perspective. We are always the main actor in our own dreams. And in the daytime, we often see ourselves as actors on center stage, thinking that all the action revolves around us. O Lord, teach us to see things through your eyes. Help us to remember that we are dust. As the hymn says, we blossom and flourish as leaves on the tree, and wither and perish like autumn leaves, but naught changeth thee. And yet, Heavenly Father, having repented of our inflated self-importance, we confess that we also need to repent of our sins in the opposite direction, for we sometimes underestimate our importance too. You find us important enough to create us, to sustain us, to die for us, to call us, to be with us, to want us to live with you forever in heaven. So help us today and every day to fix our eyes upon Jesus, to see everything in your perspective, and to live our lives aware of you and in ways which are pleasing to you.